This is Hellfire. Oh, hello.
Water.
Hello,
What's
hello.
going on? Hi. Look,
This is
y'all.
Hellfire, y'all.
This is holy water, and we are recording away from each other.
We are recording via telephone, guys. We
Oh
are
my
not
God.
face to face tonight.
That's what's so crazy. I'm kind of wondering if we're gonna still have the same energy because we're not recording face to face.
Well, we're about to find out. We're gonna
Gonna
create the energy. We're gonna create the energy, y'all.
find out. Okay, so Hellfire, we're gonna let you this tell them what our topic's gonna be about tonight.
Okay, guys, tonight we're gonna talk about love is in the air, Valentine's Day. Everybody knows that this weekend coming up is Valentine's Day weekend.
Valentine's Day. Oh
Yes.
my God, y'all. Happy Valentine's Day, or is it happy?
I know. Or is it just Valentine? Or is it just time?
It's
It time? Or is it, are we tired or what, y'all? So, you know.
Yeah. So we want to talk about Valentine's Day, y'all. And because it is Valentine's Day, we really want to point out some key factors about Valentine's Day. Because Hellfire, I really don't believe that people should get all emotional and upset over one day.
Me either. I totally agree, Holy Water. I mean, I feel like, hey, if you love me and we together, every day should be Valentine's Day. Don't just wait on that one day.
Right. And then so many people would get so upset because, oh, well, he didn't get me anything on Valentine's Day. But haven't y'all been together every
Twenty
day up until
years. Yeah.
it's 20 years?
Right.
Right.
Why are we so fixated on that one day? It doesn't make much sense to me either.
And a lot of people don't know the history of Valentine's Day. The history of Valentine's Day came about the Romans, Saint Valentine. He had a fight with some guy that didn't believe that men should be married. So he started doing his own little thing on the side. And so Saint Valentine started marrying people privately. And then he goes to jail, and they actually killed him on February the 14th. But before he went to die, he writes a love letter to this woman he fell in love with. I think he fell in love with the guard's daughter or something like that. So that's where Saint Valentine comes from. So it's not really Happy Valentine's Day, it's really Saint Valentine's Day.
Right. And in addition to that, as well as we both know that they used to beat women that on that day too. They would all get together and kill like goats and lambs and beat the women with the tails of those animals. But the women believed that the more
Yes.
they were beaten, the more they would become fertile.
Exactly. And they would have their way. The men would have their way with any woman that they wanted on that particular day as well. So, yeah, it's a
Exactly.
lot. So,
So
the
it's
question
really not a good day.
is not. That's the question. Should we really be celebrating? But, Christianity incorporated Valentine's Day. I think, about 400 and something years ago, they took that day and made it a love day. You know what I
Yes, they
mean?
did.
The Christians made it a love day. And I think a lot of people don't know the history, as well as we don't know the history of a lot of things we just celebrate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
Because
no,
we
y'all.
were just taught to believe that, like, we celebrate all the other holidays that we have no idea what they really mean.
Girls, I've been mad at everybody I dated that didn't get. Cause I last year, girl, 2 years ago, I was mad at my husband because he didn't get me nothing for Valentine's Day, and I really shouldn't have been mad.
And now today, you like, I don't even want to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Want to celebrate, and I have a Valentine. Like I'll get something now, but I'm looking
Right.
at it like, life is just really crazy, girl.
Right, but we get something all the time from our loved ones. Give me something just because it's Tuesday, honey. February the 11th. You know what I'm saying? You
Yes.
just give me something because you love me and you woke up and you saw this gorgeous, beautiful black woman laying on the side of you, baby. Give me a gift
Hallelujah.
just because I'm breathing.
Right. And I don't want chocolate. But the older I get, I don't want chocolate in flowers. They
Oh,
die.
no.
And I gain weight.
Yes, yeah, and you're right. Don't buy me no chocolate and flowers for
Got no
Valentine's Day. Buy
chocolate.
me a new washing machine,
Oh,
a
girl.
refrigerator. Buy
Got
me
to see
something I can use.
Something I can use, honey. I'm looking like right now, it's a couple of things I can use. So just give me a little gift card and I can go get it.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we're going to get you a gift card to Home Goods, honey, because I love a good gift card to Home Goods, honey, because you know I'm doing some redecorating myself, girl. Don't get no chocolate.
Yes, Home Goods. I actually walked in there today because when I'm kind of going through, it settles me. I just walked through the store today and I saw some cute little blue chairs, girl. I was going to take
you know, I need them blue chairs.
I know. So, yeah, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, not only that, holy water, Valentine's Day also has become a $1 trillion industry as far as people spending so much unnecessary money around the world for this one particular day.
It is so.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. I mean, it makes sense for the retail, for the store.
Yeah, for the retail,
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for us. And we go out there and we spend all this money. I saw something on Instagram today where this guy gave his girlfriend $10,000 to invest in her business for Valentine's Day. But I'm thinking, did we have to wait till Valentine's Day to get that? Could you have given it to me sooner? So I could have started it. Like, I mean, what's that all about? I'm not knocking, I'm not hating, and it's cute. But could you just give me that?
Could you have given me that last month when I first talked about it?
2 years ago.
Because I really needed it then. But okay, Valentine's Day. But you're right. Why do you have to wait to Valentine's Day? I mean, I guess because, first of all, it's on Instagram. They're showing out. Second of all, society has made us believe, hey, this is a special day. Do this for your loved ones. And that's what we do. We get caught up in such traditional beliefs. And we just act and abide by it. So I guess that's why he waited today. But I'm like, you should have gave me that yesterday. You know
exactly. Exactly. And for you ladies out there that don't have a Valentine, honey, don't go research what Valentine's Day really is first before you start getting all crazy. We do this podcast and we have a good time, but we try to actually spread light and awaken people to certain things. You know, as a culture, there are certain things we need to go back and research for ourselves because we've been told so many things and we continue practicing those things and our dollar has been given to all this stuff and we need to be putting it in other things, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that on another one. You're right, because we could be saving, investing, up, building together as a culture, but that's something else. You're right, because they actually, you know, statistics have stated too for the, when you said holy water, the single women, that's a very sad day for a lot of women too. And we get very emotional, the ones who
are depressed. Yes.
Right, they get depressed for the ones who feel like they need someone on that particular day. So, that was a really good statement, Holy Water, for you single women out there. Hey, love yourself. You don't just
love yourself.
Yeah, you wasn't sad yesterday. February 13th. Why you sad February 14th? You ain't had nobody yesterday.
So exactly. Day of, girl, and that's just so sad. But you know what? I've gone through that before. Like I said, when I was married, my husband did not get me anything for Valentine's Day, and I took it so personally. But at this point in my life, I'm like, you know what? All that stuff doesn't really matter. I think that because a lot of people are going to get things that aren't really happy for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's going to be a show.
It's just, hey, I got to get her something or she's going to be upset with me. You know, give me something because that's what you want to do. But ladies, please don't be upset about Valentine's Day. It's just another day. Your Cupid is on the way.
That's right, Holy Water. It's just another day. Your Cupid is on the way. And you're right. A lot of these married people are getting gifts because it's just routine and they know if they come home empty-handed, they may get cussed out or put out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, what it looked like is not always what it is, ladies out there. Everybody who's getting gifts and roses and rings are not happy.
Okay, you said it, girl. What it looked like hellfire is not what it is.
It's not what it is. And on the flip side of that, Holy Water, what do you think about the side chicks Valentine's Day?
Girl,
their day is normally what? The day before, the week before?
The day after. They're going to be the 13th and the 15th. But I'm going to tell you something, though. These side chicks winning, girl. They might have the whole day now.
Girl, they might have the first part of the day. You know,
they might have the first part of the day.
They might have the first part of Valentine's Day, and the wives have the last part, honey.
Okay.
Side chicks are winning. And we're not condoning side chicks, y'all, but it is what it is.
It's the truth.
It is, you know, what it is now.
what it is. So you got some men that's going to come up with some, they're going to do some things to make it happen. And on that note, we have some single women out there. Girl, let me tell you, I know somebody 1 year for Valentine's Day, she ordered herself some roses and sent them to her job.
See, now that's just too damn desperate. I don't have the extra money to be buying myself no damn roses. I could have bought some groceries with that. Come on now. Because roses are expensive. You think I'm going to send them to myself? Oh, no. Nah, I don't have time to front for other people, girl. That's exactly. People worried about what other people think.
Right. But she did. So she ordered herself some roses and she sent it to her job so that she could appear to be receiving stuff, because everybody in the office was getting stuff. But girl, I kind of wonder, are these girls really getting this stuff? Or are they just kind of setting it up that way? Are they having it sent to themselves?
I think I'm going to say this probably 50-50. I think a lot of women who, you know, are not receiving gifts or do not have a significant other are probably just to fit in or sending themselves gifts. You know what I'm saying?
I think so. And that is so sad.
It is sad.
I don't worry about that day, honey. Guess what? Listen, today is what, February the 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Today you're going to be happy on the 12th, the 13th, 14th, and the 15th.
Exactly. As far as ladies, February 14th is just another day. And you ladies go out and research what Valentine's Day really is, and you're gonna be like, you know what, don't give me nothing on that day. I'm not even celebrating that day once you find out the true meaning, because it's really not that serious. We make everything more serious in our minds, you know what I'm saying? But it's really not, because I could care less.
I but you know what, I can't now. I guess maybe you mature and you figure things, you know, you start figuring things out, but then you still have a lot of people out there that are going to be very upset, because I've seen people post and say, you know, this person got this and I don't even have a Valentine, you know, because women are made to believe that we're supposed to have a man and that we're supposed to be married or you're supposed to have a boo, but that's not necessarily the case, you know.
Right.
Relationships are hard, as we know. Marriages are hard, and if a man buys his wife something, she deserves it. She deserves every bit of it, because she's going through stuff behind the scenes that's not posted on social media that they'll never tell you about.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah, because you know, I said that on my post yesterday. I said everybody has a chapter that they do not read out loud. Trust and believe.
Yeah, she's a little rapper girl. Now this one here, she would come up with a slogan.
They do.
I think you missed your calling.
I think I did. Well, we doing our calling. I'm giving it to the people, y'all. Y'all hear me dropping these gems. Y'all better listen and write these gems down. I'm telling y'all.
Write it down. Take some notes, honey.
You right.
Take some notes.
Yeah, but you know what? Valentine's to me, you know, like you said, it takes years. You know, it takes time and maturity. And I wasn't always like this. But even during my marriage, you know, we did celebrate Valentine's Day because my husband, that was the thing to do. Or at least he thought that's what to do. But it wasn't that serious to me even during the marriage. You know, I was like, okay, it's Valentine's Day. I mean, it is what it is. We don't really have to do anything, because we did things all the time. So I wasn't really just caught up even during the marriage about Valentine's Day.
Well, I was one of those people that was caught up in the now. I didn't do so. My favorite thing was don't miss my birthday.
Yeah, I'm birthday.
Don't miss Valentine's Day. I was big on Mother's Day, and that was it, you know, and Christmas. But and as time passed, you know, I was like, okay, why am I really tripping about these days? You know, like my birthday. Yeah, I remember my birthday. Mm-hmm. You cannot forget my birthday. Which is coming up, and I'm so excited about that. But
another year,
thank God. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, is my birthday, not so much Valentine's Day. And this particular year, I have someone that wants to give me something for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Even asked me, babe, what do you want? I was like, a bill paid.
Thank you. You see this bill on the counter. That's what I like for Valentine's Day. Can you get that $300 light bill, honey? Thank you.
Yeah, grown woman stuff,
yeah,
honey. No,
exactly.
That's
grown woman stuff. You're right. Somebody can catch this mortgage for Valentine's Day, honey.
Catch this mortgage.
Give them some sweet hot chocolate. I'm gonna give you some chocolate.
Y'all, that's hellfire, man.
Yes, catch this mortgage. You're gonna get all the hot chocolate you want.
But yes, honey, catch the mortgages, catch the car notes, the insurance, you know, pick up some groceries, do something.
That's what a big girl likes for Valentine's Day.
Big girl, yes. So guys, if y'all are listening in and you are thinking about getting your wife, your girlfriend, your side chick, your boo, your whatever you want to call it, something, I think she would prefer a little cash over flowers and chocolate.
Yeah, don't give me no flowers because I don't want anything that'll die. I do like flowers, don't get me wrong, but I don't want anybody to bring me any flowers. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, give me cash, you know, give me a wash machine, pay a few bills. Oh, excuse me.
And we're going to be okay with that. Yeah, that's going to be good.
I'm definitely okay with that. Definitely okay with that.
I wonder if we did a poll and asked the ladies, okay, what do y'all prefer? Do you prefer flowers and candy or cash?
Girl, you know, well, I would hope most of the ladies going to say cash. But then, you know, I heard when women would say, I'd rather my guy buy me something, whether it's birthday, Valentine's Day, or anything, because they feel like if they do get the cash, they're not going to buy themselves something. They're going to spend it on maybe pay a bill or, you know, or eat. They're not going to actually buy them something that they can remember. So some women have said, you know, I prefer them to go buy me something that I request or want. Because otherwise, if he gives me the money, I'm not going to use it towards that. So that's true, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But me, on the other hand, I'm like, give me the cash.
Yeah, I think right now, because I don't need another anything. Like, I clothes and shoes and no, I don't need any of that. And chocolate, I'm trying to keep it cute and fine. And so, no, I don't need any of that. But, yeah, give me a little gift card. Write me a little check. Uh-huh. Or cash out me.
Cash out me, honey. Cash out me. There's plenty of ways that you can give me some cash. Cash out, PayPal. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or just I'll use my little credit card swiper. Let me, you know, I'll swipe your credit card.
I'll square you up.
Square you all the way up.
But yeah, ladies out there. So you ladies that don't have a Valentine's, don't worry, dear. It may be better for you not to. You know what I'm saying? Because like Holy Water said, some of these women dealing with these Valentine's that are really not Valentine's. You know what I'm saying? So. And if you do have a Valentine's, that's great. That's wonderful, you guys. Yes, you be in love.
Yes,
you celebrate.
Wonderful. And have a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Enjoy yourself. And you side chicks out there, I know y'all are listening. I know y'all going to have a good time.
Yes, they are. Ooh, the side chicks make it more than the in-house chick. They live with them. You know, the side chicks sometimes get more than the woman in the house. So, hey, if y'all do,
girl,
I mean, more power to you. More power to all you women out there, whether you're married or not.
No matter what you're doing.
Or how you do it or how you get it. You know, we wish the best for all of you women. All of
you. We love all y'all. We don't judge.
No judge.
No judging.
No judging. We just tell the truth, okay?
We tell the truth. Y'all may not want to hear, but we tell the truth. So, yeah, so I guess maybe starting Thursday, Valentine's Day is Thursday, so most people probably going to go to dinner. What's one of the favorite things I like to do? Go to dinner. Mm-hmm. Most of the restaurants are really full on the weekend of Valentine's Day. I will steer clear of that. I do not want to go out to dinner for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, especially if you guys don't have any reservations.
Yes, that's going to be kind of crazy. So I would kind of like chilling at the house and maybe cooking me a nice little dinner on the stove that you bought me and, you know, washing dishes in the dishwasher that you bought me.
And kind of prance around in the sexy red lingerie that you bought me, light a few candles, you know.
In the house that you paid for.
Put on the sexy song, do a little lap dance for him, you know. How to do it, ladies. Y'all don't have to go out there and have a good time. Set the scene.
Yes. Spice it up at home. You do not have to go out. And especially, you know, we work so much. Y'all, we tired.
Yes.
I had to take a B12 shot the other day. You know, and a lot of women are working. And men are working even. You know, we're working so much. We're tired. So, you know, spice it up. Do something at home.
Right. Get it, keep it sexy, y'all. Keep it sexy. Send the kids somewhere for Valentine's Day so y'all can have a house to yourself.
Girl, yes. Okay. Now, okay. Guess what, y'all? I babysit Valentine's night.
Oh, girl, I would do that too. We would make some money.
$200 a kid, y'all. We keep them all night. You got to pick them up the next day, though. I'm calling CPS.
Okay.
If y'all need a babysitter, hit us up. We got y'all.
Only on Valentine's. Only on Valentine's. Yeah. Maybe next year we may have to do that. Like rent a little hotel room.
And keep the kids.
And keep the children.
Keep the children.
They got to be three and up, though, y'all. I ain't changing no diapers now. They got
oh, girl, but the girl. Wait, three? Do they go to the bathroom at three? I can't remember.
Most of them do. Most of them. They already be kind of trained by three. If they not, shame on their mama. Okay? If your baby is not by the train by three, shame on y'all. Y'all hear me out there?
Y'all heard him.
Okay. Y'all know. That baby girl. Better not be three, not potty trained and sucking on the bottle. That's another conversation, y'all. But next year, holy water, next year we may have to look into renting a hotel room to keep these kids for Valentine's Day for the loved ones.
For the lovers out here. It may be some other people, because, you know, we living in a world where, honey, men, the two, y'all guys have kids, too. So, if y'all need a babysitter, and if y'all know me, and, you know, your kids probably could come to the house, I'll babysit your babies, because holy water ain't going nowhere Valentine's night. I got to work the next day, too.
Yes. Because Valentine's is every day for us, whether I buy something for myself or somebody else buy it for me, honey.
Okay.
You know, women out there, you can be your own Valentine. Love yourself. Spend time with yourself. Get to know yourself. Yes.
And I think when you love yourself, I know that when you love yourself, the day like Valentine's Day and you not having a Valentine will not make you sad or depressed. You're gonna be like, you know what? It's all good because I'm good with myself. So, ladies, love yourself. There's a lot of single ladies out there. Ladies, you know what? Hey, it's all good.
It's all good.
One year I did a Valentine's dinner for my single friends. I was single and I invited my friends over. Mm-hmm. I gave them roses and I cooked the whole dinner. You know, I love to cook. Mm-hmm. So, and I invited them over. And we had a good time. Uh-huh. So that's actually something cute too, ladies. So invite your friends over. Invite your girlfriends over. Y'all do a little quick, cute dinner together and talk about the men.
Or you can even invite your single guy friends, because there's a lot of single guys out there too, y'all, that would love to hook up with your single girlfriends and just have a cute little dinner, cocktail conversation or something.
I asked the question, like, I know they, like, where they at? Where
the single men out there, they just players, though. They single, but they not lonely. Let's say that.
They don't want to be in a relationship. They don't want to be your Valentine.
They don't want to be anybody Valentine's. They just want to be, you know, free agents. You know,
girl. But look, speaking of that too, girl, a lot of people break up around Valentine's Day. They say men will do a whole breakup because they don't want to buy gifts and stuff for the holidays.
Isn't that shady? If you break up with me for Valentine's Day, don't come back the next day or next week. I'm done.
You're going to stay gone for St. Patrick's Day, Easter.
July 4th.
Gay Pride.
You gone.
4th of July. You're going to be gone for Labor Day. Yeah, all of that. You're going to be gone for all of that. Don't come back.
Okay.
Don't come back. No more.
You hit the road, Jack. Okay.
Don't you come back. No
you
more.
Me before Valentine's Day, I know it was a setup.
Girl, it is a setup, and then people getting back together before Valentine's Day too. So y'all watch them.
Yeah.
Don't let them come back if they've been gone for a minute. It's Valentine's Day.
That's true. Just like they break up for Christmas too, because they don't want to buy gifts.
Yes.
That is crazy.
So guess what, y'all? Have a happy Valentine's Day, or maybe not.
Yes. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy single day. Just be happy, y'all, no matter what day it is. Yes, every day should be a happy day.
That's it. So you guys, we want to talk to y'all about V-Day, and we've done just that. This is Holy Water.
And this is Hellfire. And we will.
And we'll be talking to y'all soon.
Look at you.
Okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, this is Hellfire.
This is Holy Water. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, everybody. We out this Saturday night riding around H-Town.
In these Hilton streets.
Yes. Riding around and getting it.
Hey.
Riding around and getting it. Yeah.
Y'all wouldn't believe we were at the house just kind of sitting around, and all of a sudden we got this little wild hair.
We did not look
wild.
We creeping, y'all.
Y'all been creeping. We making a few blocks just to make sure.
Cutting some corners.
Just to make sure. So we were having this conversation, and Hellfire had a great topic, and she went all in. So I was like, wait a minute.
Let's talk about it.
Can we talk?
Yes.
So here's the thing, y'all. Let me set it up. This is Holy Water. So it's me saying, you know, at this point in the game, you know, she owns a home. She was talking about maybe she should buy a second home. And I was like, no.
Right.
We don't want to be attached. So we can.
No commitment.
No commitment, because we may want to move away. At this age, our kids are going to be grown. Your kids will be grown in 2 years.
Right.
My kids are grown. I can pack up. I would move to Atlanta.
Right, you said that. Since Holy Water, you said I moved to Atlanta.
Atlanta. So Hellfire, what did you say?
I was like, I ain't moving no damn Atlanta. It's a third world country full of goddamn AIDS and shit. I want a man, I need a man, and if I move to Atlanta, I'm not gonna have a man. So I will not be moving to Atlanta, because I want a man and I need a man.
So what I'm saying is,
and I ain't taking my man to Atlanta.
Take your man with you.
And I'm like, no, I will not take my man, because these guys in Atlanta, they be finessing, and I may lose my man, you know, and I'm not willing to take that chance.
So I think, and I said, you know, it's a lot of things that happen in Atlanta. I know it's a lot of trickery that goes on.
It's a lot of finessing.
A lot of finessing. And so the strongest man
may fall the weakest man.
Yeah.
The strongest man may be the weakest man.
So with that being said, as black women, we started saying we don't need a man. But yes, we do, and I do.
Holy Water, we need a man.
I do, and I do. Okay?
I'm gonna have a man. I don't wanna change a tire. I don't wanna go in the attic. I'm freaking scared of rats. I will not kill a cockroach.
I
need a man to do all those things for me. I don't care how independent I get, how much I say, oh, I can do it on my own. I want a man, not only for those things, but for my mental and physical side as well.
So do you think having a man, a lot of women say, okay, I don't need a man, I don't want a man, and they're in this state where it doesn't bother them. Is it because they just don't have one and they've learned to become accustomed to not having a man? Or do they just feel like, I haven't had a man in so long, I may not get one, so I might as well get used to the idea of not having one? Because I think every person wants someone.
I definitely agree.
I remember a time when I said I didn't want a man, but I really did.
Right.
And it was because I was dealing with some past hurt, some past crazy stuff, and, you know, I wasn't ready to let that go. But at this point in my life, I feel like I'm healed, I'm whole, and I'm ready. And so, yes, I do want a man, a black man.
First of all, a black man.
Let's be clear.
Yes. And Holy Water, to answer your question, from my point of view and my opinion, I definitely feel like what you said is that because of the simple fact that they don't have one, they haven't had one in so long, so they've become accustomed to it. And so my theory of that is out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So what you don't have, you don't desire. You know what I'm saying?
Well, girl.
Yeah. So with that being said, of course they condition their mind to believe, hey, I don't need a man. But you really do.
You do. And
yeah.
We were talking about this earlier before we left the house, where they are trying to make these alpha females now.
Right.
Where the new female, the new alpha female, is starting to feel like she doesn't need a man, or that they don't have to actually have a man in their life. Because they're so independent, they can go out and make their own living and all that. But there are other reasons for having a man. Like, I'm...
Well, to piggyback on what you said, the new alpha female, they're creating the new alpha female, the new alpha black female. They do not
create the white female.
No, they in the white female, if you guys open your eyes and look and see, they always creating, saying white man, white woman, and two and kids, and a dog, and a picket fence.
That's how they show them.
Yeah, that's how they show them. They never say that the white female is the alpha male.
Right.
The alpha female. It's always the black woman.
Yeah.
And the reason why they do that is because, and that's a whole nother subject. We'll talk about that another day. Yeah. But I'm just saying, it's to separate the black families.
Exactly.
So, yes, they're saying create these alpha females, these independent black women who do not need a man to break up the black families. And they also are saying what we were talking about earlier, holy water, before we left the house, is that they're saying that the black man has toxic masculinity.
Exactly.
And basically what they're saying is they want the black man to tone their masculinity down. To be more feminine and to make them feel more comfortable.
With
the alpha female. And so if they create these alpha females, then we look at them as alpha females as, like we just stated, I don't need a man. I don't want a man. I'm independent. I can do it by myself.
Yes.
Bitch, no, you can't.
You cannot.
So what you gonna get you, a Bob, a BOB? And for you women out there that don't know what a BOB is, it's a battery operated boyfriend. It's a dildo. Who wants to live with a BOB for the rest of their life? I want someone to love me, hold me, caress me, eat me, and whatever else I need him to do for me.
This is alpha.
This is alpha,
on
y'all.
Fire
tonight. So I don't want a Bob.
And you know, and true. And so, and with that being said, there's a lot of other things too. You know, there are certain things that a woman, God didn't make our bodies, our muscles are not strong enough to work as long as we as men work.
Yes,
we're not strong enough to lift certain things. You know what I mean? And so if you're out working and you're making all the money, you're paying all the bills, then you got to come home,
cook, clean,
wash the clothes, put the clothes up, pay the bill. We are mentally draining draining ourselves. We are depressed. There's a high rate of depressed black women. Suicide is at an all-time high.
And why, holy water?
That is because the family dynamic has been broken down.
And they don't have a man.
And all of it is left on the woman. At the end of the day, a woman, I saw something the other day where it was a woman. I actually added it to my Facebook page that a woman is not mentally able to deal with all the things that they have us dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
It is not designed for a woman to be that way.
It's
not at all. So yes, y'all, we do need a man. Stop saying that. It's the most beautiful thing in the world that can happen. Black love.
There's nothing more beautiful than fall in love. And even if you don't fall in love, bitch, fall in like or something, because I'm just saying. The reason why I'm saying that is because we do need the physical capabilities of a man in our household. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
And he may not have the finances, but he can definitely.
It's something about him being there that makes a difference.
Yeah, he can mop the floors and clean the garage and
move the
furniture. Yeah, you can have a house husband. And everybody, definition of a husband is different.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, whatever your definition of a man and what your needs are,
just
may
know,
be different. Just know you need a man.
We need a man, ladies.
We all need a man.
Let's stop saying it. I don't want to be alpha. And this is the thing. You get to a certain point in your life, you understand it's too hellfire, where all I knew was go to work, go get it, be this boss chick. Okay.
Yeah, come back.
I drove my dream cars, lived in my dream house, had the business, made the six figures, then traveled the world, did all of that. But guess what? I still want a man.
I want a man at the end of the night.
I want to come home to my man.
When you take that boss hat off,
I want him to be the boss.
And put them cute little pink pajamas on.
Yes.
With your girly and your bunny.
Yes.
And get under the cover. You want a what?
I want a man.
You want to cuddle up under
with
a black man.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. So women, we need a man.
Yes,
but first of all, women,
we don't need a man. And there's a lot of women out here who go to bed crying themselves to sleep at night. And ladies, I know because I've done it before.
We've all
been there. Mm-hmm. I have cried myself to sleep at night. Like, God, when is it my turn? Where is my man? I don't even need the husband title no more.
Yeah, just give me the man. Just give me a man. just give me a life partner. Yes.
Can we do life together?
Yeah, can we just do life together?
But we have one.
We have life partners.
Yeah, we don't talk about
our marriage.
We don't talk about our partners.
And marriage is just more where the government can make money. That's a whole other conversation, holy water. You know that.
Yeah.
Just give me a life partner, somebody that I can build. A business partner. Come on, R. Kelly. Y'all know R. Kelly was indicted, but I do want to say this. Give me a homie, lover, friend, baby. Okay. That's all I need. A homie, lover, friend.
Yes, y'all. So, ladies, we need a man.
We want a man.
And start saying it, because you're going to have what you say. If you keep saying you don't want a man,
words are so powerful.
You won't have one.
Words are so powerful, you guys. Well, y'all know that if you speak it, if you put it out there, you put the energy out there, it's going to come to you. If you speak it, believe it, it's going to definitely come to you. I know some of us women have been without men for so long. We've been so self-sufficient and so independent till we feel like we don't need a man. I don't even want to change a light bulb, y'all. I'm just being honest. And I'm sure you don't either if you don't have to, if you had somebody there to do it for you. So what I am saying is, open your hearts, open your minds. Don't say you don't need a man. Let's bring that good energy. Let's create that black love and bring that back.
Yes, we need to bring that back. And y'all, Hellfire, she's handling it because I'm over here driving. And what I want y'all to know is, we in third world right now.
We cut some corners.
And I'm having to pay attention because y'all know we on 288.
And they doing all that reconstruction.
Yes. But to piggyback off of what she said, yes, ladies, we do want a man. Ladies,
I posted
something like, we love our kings. They are kings and we are their queens.
Nothing like a black man.
We need them. We need to start telling them how much we need them, y'all. We do. Maybe it didn't work out with your ex-husband, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-life partner. That just wasn't the person for you. Go find your man. Go get your man.
Yeah. But women, on the flip side of that, y'all need to work on yourselves too, because we are crazy and we ask for things that we want, but we can't give what we're asking for.
Girl.
And that's an issue. So if you want somebody that has a great job, great credit, loving, respectful, fine. Listen, sisters, I'm being honest and real. Your ass got to be fine, too. You got to have good credit, too. You got to be loving, and you can't be disrespectful. Don't ask what you freaking can't give.
True.
It's just bottom line. These men these days, they want what you're asking for.
The same thing.
Equal opportunity. Y'all see that on applications?
Thing.
Equal opportunity. If you're going to ask for it, then you got to be able to give it.
Yeah, be what you
don't ask. Have a 400 credit score and you want a man with a 600 credit score. Don't have 3 kids and you want a man with no kids. Come on, sisters, let's keep it real. I'm just being honest, pure and uncut right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And the other thing to that, ladies, is, you know, I think that oftentimes we've been told this is the type of man that we're supposed to have, and somebody's drilled that into our head. So I don't understand why. There's a lot of black women that are single. We know that. And I saw a post the other day that said that black women are single because we didn't have black fathers. Well, I think that's somewhat true, but I also think that it's true all the way around. It goes back to the black man too. I think that we all need to be reprogrammed and deprogrammed so that we're not doing what our moms, and no disrespect to them, our moms and our grandparents taught us, because they taught us what they knew.
Right.
And a lot of what they taught us wasn't correct. So if he doesn't have a house, he can't put you in a house, he don't have this credit score, he doesn't make 6 figures, and he's not this and that, then you'll pass him by. But see, that may not be the man that God has for you and that at that time, because you can always grow together. So don't miss your man because you're basing him on the man that you see on Instagram with another woman,
which is probably more than likely fake.
It's most of it is.
It's all staged.
You know, or don't compare your man to the next woman's man. That's all I'm saying.
And don't compare yourself to the next woman.
Exactly, because what it look like ain't what it is.
Trust me, that. And also, I grew up in a household with a father, and I had a father that was great. He did.
Honey, I done dipped some kind of way and came around it, huh?
Well, yeah.
I didn't come the back way.
There was, girl. Yeah, you didn't come the back way. So, but you said, some women have grown up without fathers, and that's one reason why they are the way they are. And I grew up with a father,
right.
And I've always had a man, and I've always been in relationships. But I have made mistakes and chose the wrong relationships. Unlike my father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just because you have a father don't mean you
you're gonna go the right direction. Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So and at this point, y'all, I'm not married anymore. Of course you guys know, but I do have someone that I really, really love, and I, you know, feel like he's, you know, somebody that I could spend the rest of my life with. But I'm still, you know.
She's scared. Okay, let me just tell y'all real quick. Now, we ain't going to get too much in our business. But Hellfire talk a whole lot of noise.
Y'all,
she got the biggest heart, and she loves so hard.
I do.
And wants to be loved. And right now, she has the most amazing situation going on in her life. And she is scared, y'all.
That's another conversation we're going to talk about.
I know. We can't get all the way in, and we ain't going to tell y'all all our business.
I ain't ready, y'all.
It's some real stuff.
I'm ready, but I ain't ready.
Yes. Be careful what you ask for.
Be careful what you ask for, y'all.
When you ask for it, when it knocks at your door, you better be ready.
Be careful about those words I said speaking to you.
Yes.
Be careful what you ask for. Because it absolutely is going to come true.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, if you put your energy on it.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. And honey, listen, y'all. We want men, ladies. So it is okay.
We want them and we need them.
We need them. And black women especially. Why do we feel like we have to be so hard and so bossy and so independent and alpha female to the point where we cannot admit that we need a man?
Because that's what the white folks put out there. They put out there that we didn't need a man, y'all. That's why they built projects and said, and this is all another story, but I just want to say this. That's why the white people built projects and said, you can have all the babies you want. We're going to pay all your bills. We're going to give you food stamps, but you can't have a man. They built that separation for us to be separate.
They did. And
before, and it was because they knew we were so powerful together.
Before it was projects, it was transitional housing. Transitional housing happened with the first Great Depression when they allowed the white men who worked in the refineries to go there and transition back into their careers or whatever to go back into the homes, and they allowed the women and the men to live there together. It was
the
not
white
until,
women and
yes,
the men.
Yes, the white women and the men were
but
able
not
to
the
live.
Black men.
But it
women.
Wasn't until the blacks came in that they changed it.
So when the transitional housing
turned into projects.
So then when they changed the rules.
They changed the
your
rules.
Man can't stay here.
Exactly.
But you can have five kids.
Right.
But his man.
Yeah.
But he can't be here to take care of.
Yeah, and you have to apply for government assistance.
When we'll take care of you as long as he's not in the house.
Exactly.
So why do y'all think they create that?
Exactly.
To keep us separated.
Mm-hmm. And you know, they fight harder for their checks than they do the husband, the men.
Because they're so mentally controlled.
What is it, $200 a month on a card maybe? I mean, how much can you get?
$200 a child or something.
I don't know. Well, you know what I did when I was young?
When
I was in my 20s and I had my son, my first kid, I did have to have assistance. And I don't remember. No, it wasn't even that much. It was like
$150.
Yeah, it was like $100.
That was the cash.
Yeah, like the 10. What was it called back then? Welfare, right?
I guess it was welfare.
Well, you know, they didn't change it so much. Yeah. They tried to make it bougie, but it still is what
it
is.
It's still welfare.
You know? But at the same time, you know, we would fight. And I just didn't like that lifestyle for myself. I couldn't afford anything.
It's a cheap lifestyle.
You have to report everything. I don't like all that.
Yeah,
so
they all in your business.
Yes, you couldn't have a car.
No, you can't have anything.
Right.
You can't have a car, a man, a credit card. You can't have nothing but a bunch of babies and depend on them.
And that was
what
they
wanted.
And
they did that to separate the black families because they did not want us to be with a black man because they knew black couples were very powerful and they were intimidated by us. So they kept us separated.
Exactly.
And why do you think they don't like us? They don't like us for no reason. They don't like us because they're inferior.
Right.
They're scared, they're afraid, they're intimidated.
All of that.
So ladies, get y'all a man.
And open up your mind. You know, y'all, we need to start expanding our minds to think outside of what you've been programmed to believe. Read. Start reading. The World Wide Web is out there. Google, search it. We have a lot of time to look on Instagram, but feed your mind.
Feed your mind. There's a good book too called The Message of a Man by Farrakhan.
Was it Farrakhan?
The Message of a Man by
Farrakhan.
That is a great book. And there's a lot of great books out there, y'all. But that Mistress of a Man is really good. And sometimes we don't get the man that we want that has all the money and all that. But if you can find a man that has great potential and you've been the woman who's the visionary behind him, you can create the man that you want. You know
of course, because the woman, that they say that behind every great man is a great woman. And that's true. But what that basically means is a woman births vision out of the man.
She births his
And if your
beauty.
Man has no vision and you've been with him over 10 years and, you know, you're not birthing anything from him.
Yeah.
Either you're not birthing or he's just not able to take home.
Yeah, but most of the time it's because he's not birthing. I mean, the woman is not birthing and the man feels like he doesn't have the support that he needs to
from that woman.
Become as successful as he could be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So women, I mean, be strong for your men. Tell your men, hey, babe, you can do it. I can believe in you. Get resourceful. Help them out. Find them things. Because we are the visionaries behind our men.
Yes, yes. So, ladies, y'all, we down here. Right now, we're headed down.
Yes, y'all. We about to exit Elgin.
Yes, honey.
We in Third Ward.
In these streets.
Yes,
in these streets.
Cutting some corners, seeing what it do.
Yes, honey.
We sneaking and creeping.
And just looking. Not getting out. I'm calling it parking lot pimping. We just riding through.
And we old school.
Oh, parking lot pimping. Old school. So, guess what, guys? Tonight, this podcast has been sponsored by Naughty Girls Extensions.
Yeah.
I want y'all to stay
Prissy
tuned.
Prissy Girl Boutique.
It is Prissy Girl Boutique.
Salons on the Lake.
Yes, yes, yes. I want y'all to keep look us up on Instagram. We're on Instagram.
Naughty Girl Extensions, raw Indian hair.
Raw Indian hair.
Only per one donor, guys. Coming soon.
Yes.
Near you.
Yes, guys. Y'all look for that in April. I'm so proud of Hellfire,
thank
y'all.
You, sis.
She's got her Naughty Girl Extensions,
Naughty
y'all.
Girl Extensions.
Want
Naughty
y'all to
Girl
check
Official
us out.
On Facebook, Instagram, Naughty Girl Official, y'all.
Yes, yes. And y'all, we are Holy Water and Hellfire. You know, y'all can find us on Facebook,
Instagram, Twitter, Holy Water and Hellfire. Email us at talk@holywaterandhellfire.com.
Yes, and you can go to our website at www.holywaterandhellfire.com. Send us an email. You want us to sponsor your event, your business, you know, hit us
or
up, y'all. Or be your host. Or give us a topic to talk about, because guess what? We're going to be talking about
orgasms. Yes, because they say 70% of women do not have orgasms, y'all. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about self-pleasure, orgasm, dildos, big dicks, all that.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all know this way. If I start talking about certain things, I just scream because I'm like, oh, my God. But that's why we are Holy Water and Hellfire, okay?
All women are both.
We are both, okay? Depending on the energy you give us.
It's depending on.
So guess what, y'all? We don't want y'all to think that we are bitter women. Guess what? We are both so madly. We are happy and we are in love.
We are madly in love.
Madly in love.
Black men that are madly in love with us.
Yes, and they are madly in love. And we scared.
And we scared. But we happy.
We scared. I'm scared, oh my God.
But we happy though.
But we're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about love and how you can feel like you're going crazy.
Love and lust.
Because of the dopamine and all the chemical reactions that's released in your brain. Y'all, I mean, this is a real show. We're not trying to be cute, perfect. None of this. We know we're all of that in a bag of chips, but every day is not that for us. We're just two regular people out here trying to get it like everyone else.
We're trying to get it.
Yeah.
Every day is not like that for us, like you said.
It's
all
not.
Like, every day is not like that for y'all either.
And I'm not always fabulous, honey.
None of us
I'm
are.
I'm not, because guess what? If you can see us now, we got on some tights, honey. The wigs are in place, though.
The wigs in place and the lashes are on.
Yeah. But it is not.
The lashes stay on,
it's
y'all.
Not a good beat down. It's
no,
not a good beat down.
You but know, if you got some cute lashes and a nice wig,
that's
you
all
good.
You need. That's
yeah,
all you need.
All you need.
That's all you need. So guess what, ladies? Y'all hit us up and thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll see y'all soon.
We'll
we're about to hit
soon.
Some more corners.
We're just cutting around, riding around and getting y'all. We love y'all. This
love
is y'all,
love y'all. This is Holy Water. I'm not Hellfire
tonight.
Not tonight.
You
guys are
like me and somebody. Holy Water.
Sometimes I am. All right,
oh,
you
yes,
guys.
You have been lately. All
good
right, y'all. This is Hellfire.
Holy Water signing out. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's